Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Beautiful stuff here on the Adventist World Radio. It is 3:30 on a Monday, the 16th of September 2024. And of course, as we said earlier, we are going to be joined by Pastor Maradura. He's already on the line. Pastor, good afternoon to you.
A very good afternoon, and how are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. Are you well? How was your weekend, by the way?
The weekend was quite busy and very, but anyway, it was a blessing to serve the Lord.
Man, you know, I'm grateful to hear that. It's a fantastic one because we serve the Lord and He just does what He needs to do in our lives. Thank you so much for that. Now, we're going to be talking to you this week. For those who are listening and tuning in, we're going to be having a Pastor Maradura at this time, 15:30 daily, for about 15 minutes or so, until Friday, where we are going to be discussing the gender roles in marriage. So if you are a married person or maybe contemplating on being married, please do make sure that you join us. Or you know somebody that could be interested in this, please tag them and make sure that they also tune in. Now, Pastor, this week we're talking about the role of a husband and a wife in a marriage. And one of the questions that we are going to be answering this week, is there a universal standard that has been set in Scripture, or should each couple decide what works best for them? And of course, we're going to be exploring these and other issues around this topic. So let's start all the way back in the book of Genesis, when the first couple was established by God. What roles were given to Adam and his partner Eve in their marriage?
Okay, thank you so much. What is also of paramount importance is to establish the very fact that marriage is an institution that God established, that He founded, and it is also made up of, to begin with, two people. And of course, it remains there. When you have children now, that's called a family. But now, from the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 27, this is where we are finding the inception of a man on planet Earth as created by God in His image. And then later on, we are told in chapter 2, verse 18, that God saw that it was not good that this same man, now called Adam, should be alone, but he was supposed to have someone to assist him, a perfect helpmate. And this is where we find the creation of Eve now being brought into the picture, into existence. But of course, with a different way of creation as to what happened to Adam. Now she is created out of a surgery that had happened, and from a rib. There she was created. We may not know how. I think this we'll know when we will get to heaven, how a rib turned out to have eyes, ears, and all that. That's a mystery that we cannot attempt to think of. Yes, but however, whatever happened to the rib, it was so beautiful. This was a replica of a man, of humanity, or another side of humanity that we see as in physical features, but equal again, she was made from one of the organs or the parts that were in Adam. So if you would read in Hebrew chapter 1 verse 26 and 27, the Bible says they were created equal but with different functions.
Okay.
So they are equal. These people, they are equal, but they have got different functions in their marriage bond. So now the world is so much confused around these areas. People are talking of gender balance, being sensitive, going 50-50, all that stuff that we are finding. And also in some point in time, we also have people coming on board trying to empower the same woman as if the same woman is being oppressed and she's trying to claim her rights that seem to have been taken away by the men, and all that kind of confusion. But it has never been in confusion from inception, from creation. People were created equal, but with different functions. And this was before, and nothing changed even after sin. What just changed after sin was that whatever was to be done, pain was added to that. That's what makes the whole thing to be different now. That pain has been added to what was supposed to be done, relaxed and in comfort. And I think that's what I can say as a way of introduction to that.
Yeah, very well. Well, thank you so much for that. Now, in Genesis 2:18, it says that Adam was supposed to be having a helpmate in Eve. Now, what does it mean that she was, meant to be a helpmate? What does that entail?
Thank you so much for that. Now, when Adam was created, he was alone, and he was given the privilege by God to put name tags to all the animals that God had created. And the Bible goes on to say, in all that, having done his job perfectly well, still there was not even a single animal in God's creation that would comfort him, that would give him company, make him happy, and all that. That's why we have... So Adam was miserable, and that's why we have now Eve coming into the picture. So she is coming into the picture as a helpmeet, helping him to be happy, helping him to move out of this state where he's miserable. And not only in that, but as a companion, as a friend. That's what these are the other words that say the same thing with the helpmeet. Companionship, more of friendship. Someone you can lean on, someone you can share your joy, your pain, someone you can actually... I mean, your other person, kind of a thing. Exactly. Where you can offload your pain, where you can maybe find a word of advice, need that comfort at times. So this is the helpmeet. And beyond that, because God was also seeing and casting his eyes in future, these people were to reproduce themselves. Mm. They were to continue with the act of recreation that God had done, so they were to continue where God had left, but now reproducing themselves, because these are people who are coming from God, who are like God in his image. So they had also another something, a software put in them that can create also just like what God does. So now that they were to have or reproduce people who look like them, and who not just grow up, who are not born or reproduced as mature and as older as what happened to them. This was to start small and growing. So according to the spirit of prophets in the book, Adventist to Home, it's now talking of these distinctive roles again being extended, where now the mother is acting as a queen, who is not a slave, who is not a servant in a home, but she is directing the course of life in a home. She's helping with the childbearing itself, and she's also teaching and meeting up a character that is acceptable, and also that will be able to be to inherit the kingdom of God by the end of the day. So she has this distinctive duties that were put on here. So Adam cannot do all these things. Whilst Adam is the provider of food, shelter, security, there is also need for Eve on the other side to take care of these children, bring them up, manage the home in the absence of Adam. So she's complementing, rather she's complementing what Adam could not do alone. So she's coming in to complement his work so that there is harmony, there is one thing going on. So Eve is said to be an equal to Adam. This is why Adam says, this is a bone of my bones. She's the flesh of my flesh. So she is one of Adam. So in the home, the mother is one of the father. She's one with the father. She's one with her husband. And children should know that whatever our mother is telling us, it's exactly as if our father is telling us.
Mm-hmm.
What we're being mother, it's exactly what our father would have done if he was not taking care of other duties. So this is a team. This is one thing. We can't separate them.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. I actually like the sound of that. Now, you know, when we turn the pages of scripture and we're looking at the leadership specifically, you know, it doesn't seem that we have a concrete evidence of man's leadership over his wife until after the fall, actually. So was Adam always meant to be the head of his home, even before the sin, or was this as a result of sin?
Okay. Okay. Let's take it this way. Now, in order of creation, Adam was the first to be in existence.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Before Eve came into the picture. Mm. And why Eve came into the picture, it was to correct the misery that was in Adam. So he needed a companion. He needed someone to assist him. So Adam is the head of this family because much of the responsibility, if not all of the responsibilities, they are on Adam. Okay, let's take it this way.
Mm.
If you say someone is helping me, it means this work is mine.
Okay, all right.
This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm.
But because of maybe space, time, and other commitments, I can't do all these things.
Mm.
So this person is coming in to assist me on what I'm failing to manage. However, this was before sin and even after sin. So being the head does not mean being the boss. Does not mean being the master and the helper being a servant or a slave. But we are just saying in order of how things were supposed to be, like, you know, when Eve ate from that tree and she brought that to Adam, God had an issue with what happened to Adam. When God came, he looked for Adam, he did not look for Eve. Because God knew that they had already sinned. He knew. It was not like God discovered that they had sinned when he came to the garden. No. God knew that they had already sinned. But when God came, he was looking for Adam. Adam, where are you? He did not say, Adam and Eve, where are you? So by the end of the day, God is pinning the responsibility of the whole functioning system of this whole family, the whole fiber and everything. The responsibility is on the shoulders of Adam. He's the one who is to be giving an account. So by the end of the day, when sin came into the picture now, like I said, all that was being done, what was added to that was pain. I suppose if Eve was to bear her children before sin, it was not supposed to be a painful process. Just that when sin came in, now God is saying, you will have pain when you're bearing your children. God said that. And again, your wishes will be now under his wishes. So now there's a bit of a drift and a change now to the tone and how things are supposed to be like now. Now this is whereby you hear even later in the scripture, in the New Testament, there is chaos there, and the Bible is now saying, you ladies, you must be quiet. Go and ask your husbands when you get back home. You see, the nature of the whole thing turned around to be different. This is a result of sin. It's not the normal and original picture of how it's supposed to be, which will change when sin is eradicated. So this, we are living in the abnormality of life. No matter how we try to fight it, but it can never be normal. No matter how we try to fight our position and our rights, it can never be normal, because sin changed the order of things by the day.
And it changed the order of things forever, basically, until Christ comes.
Exactly. That's so true.
Well, man, Pastor Maraduro, thank you so much for joining us. And this was a fantastic opening discussion. And of course, we are going to be continuing tomorrow. And we are going to be asking tomorrow about gender roles in the 21st century marriages. And of course, their implications. I'm looking forward to that conversation tomorrow. But for today, I want to thank you so much for coming through.
Sure. Thank you so much. We'll be looking forward for tomorrow as well. God willing,
thank
being
you.
Alive and healthy.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely. Sure.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.